AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Census Bureau says the census shows the 2010 to 2020 decade had the second lowest growth rate in history.
This past decade's 7.4% increase was lower than the previous decade's 9.7% increase and was, in fact, the second lowest percent increase ever. Only the 1930s had slower growth.
Senior demographer Mark Perry adds there's been a population shift from rural to smaller cities and towns to metro areas. The numbers also indicate that the white population is aging and has fallen to its smallest share of the total population on record. President Biden wants to be able to negotiate with drug manufacturers for prescription drug prices.
One that reflects the cost of the research and development and the need providing for a significant profit, but that's still affordable for consumers.
The president is also calling on the FDA to move quickly to approve generic drugs. Federal health advisors say more people are being infected by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. FDA Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Our seven-day average is about 113,000 cases per day, and this represents an increase of nearly 24% from the prior seven-day average.
Coronavirus coordinator Jeffrey Zients says there has been a big increase in the number of people getting COVID-19 shots, especially in areas hit hardest by the current surge.
We've nearly tripled the average number of shots each day in Arkansas and quadrupled in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. So we're getting more shots in arms in the places that need them the most.
Inflation at the wholesale level jumped a higher than expected 1% in July, matching the rise in June, dimming hopes that the upward trajectory of prices will begin to slow. Prices at the wholesale level over the past 12 months are up 7.8%. This is AP News. Much of the country will be suffering through a heat wave into the weekend. The AP's Rita Foley has this.
The National Weather Service warns that temperatures will feel as high as 115 degrees in some places as a miserable heat wave continues baking much of the nation. It says daily record highs will likely be smashed in the Northeast and the Pacific Northwest. And that's not all. Those in the Northeast all the way to the Mississippi Valley may see strong to severe storms, and Tropical Depression Fred is expected to reach the Florida Straits by the weekend. I'm Rita Foley.
Wendy's plans to open 700 delivery-only kitchens by 2025 to meet a growing demand from people who want their fast food brought to them. The kitchens will primarily operate in urban neighborhoods in the U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom. The hamburger chain will open its first 50 delivery kitchens this year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.